music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll have a special tribute to Hogeye Navi and a conversation with Mac Bellner. Thanks for being here. Cade Mela Falcha. You're very welcome here for this 208th edition of the Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know and a lot you probably don't. It's Theme Third Sunday, and we've got a very special program for you this week. If you've listened to our show for any length of time, you've certainly heard the name Hogeye Navi. Those in our listening area will need no explanation, but if you're not from here, Hogeye has been playing folk songs, Celtic music, and sea shanties for about 30 years now under the stewardship of Mac and Terry Bellner. They've enjoyed a long Saturday night residency at the Aristocrat Pub here in town. However, Hogeye Navi is wrapping up their long career with the pending move of the Bellners to Massachusetts, so I thought we'd send them off with a special tribute, and Mac herself will be by in just a bit to tell us what's up. We'll begin with some music, starting with the lead track on their first album, based on a true story, a medley of Trust Not the Shantyman and Hogeye Man. This set features the original quartet of Mac and Terry, along with Gary Farron and Ken Langell. We'll then hear from Hogeye's expanded lineup on a pairing of Ear IE and the Boatman. So here we go with Hogeye Navi on the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Gone are the lime walks of yesteryear, with their Bowery Rose and Paradise Streets. Gone are the wooden ships with their canvas sails and shantymen with their ballads, songs, and tales. But the seas are still here, and the voices are singing, and the music of the squeeze box hosts the air, and the wind is in the rigging. Put not your trust in the shantyman, but in the shanties. Oh, the Hogeye sailors roll and go when they come down to San Francisco with a
Hogeye, a railroad navvy with a Hogeye. You roll ashore with a Hogeye, oh, she wants a Hogeye man.
Pay off in hand and primed is he, he'll spend his money fast and free
with a Hogeye, a railroad navvy with a Hogeye. You roll ashore with a Hogeye, oh, she wants a Hogeye. Hogeye man.
He'll go ashore where the girls do dwell. He'll hoist them high and ring their bells
with a Hogeye, a railroad navvy with a Hogeye. He'll roll ashore with a Hogeye. Oh, she wants a Hogeye man.
Now Susie's at the seaside sifting sand with a big ogre in for a Hogeye man
with a Hogeye, a railroad navvy with a Hogeye. He'll roll ashore with a Hogeye. Oh, she wants a Hogeye man.
And Sally's in the garden shelling peas, a little Hogeye sitting on her knee
with a Hogeye, a railroad navvy with a Hogeye. You roll ashore with a Hogeye. Oh, she wants a Hogeye man.
And Jenny's in the kitchen making duff, the cheeks of her ass go chup, chup, chup
with a Hogeye, a railroad navvy with a Hogeye. You roll ashore shore with a Hogeye. Oh, she wants a Hogeye man.
Oh, it's hand me down my walking cane, for I'm going to see my darling Jane
with a Hogeye, a railroad navvy with a Hogeye. You roll ashore with a Hogeye. Oh, she wants a Hogeye man.
Oh, it's who's been there since I've been gone, some railroad navvy with his sea boots on
with a Hogeye, a railroad navvy with a Hogeye. Hogeye, you roll ashore with a Hogeye. Oh, she wants a Hogeye man.
It's a Hogeye ship and a Hogeye crew, a Hogeye mate and skipper too
with a Hogeye, a railroad navvy with a Hogeye. You roll ashore with a Hogeye. Oh, she wants a Hogeye man.
Thank you.
Do the song.
Yeah. sailors talk before I ride. Well, the captain, he looked down on me with a golden wicked eye. Golden wicked eye. Oh, the Erie was a-rising and the gin was a-getting low. I scarcely think I'll get a drink till I get to Buffalo. The driver fell behind. Come a thunder blast, up kicked the ass, and the driver lost his mind. The driver lost his mind. Oh, here I was a-rising, and the gin was a-getting low. I scarcely think I'll get a drink till I get to Buffalo. Get to Buffalo.
Hawkeye Navi there, with a pair of tracks spanning their long history together. First up was a medley of Trust Not the Shanty Man and Hawkeye Man, appropriately enough, from their very first record, based on a true story. We followed that with a medley of Ear IE and the Boatmen from A Song Will Lift. I mentioned Hawkeye's original founding quartet a moment ago, and Mac, Terry, and Gary Farron are still with the group today. From time to time, they've been as large as a septet, in which the quartet was augmented by some of Indy's finest Celtic musicians, including Mac and Terry's son, John Andrew Bellner, and daughter-in-law, Deb Sheebish, as well as Eric Peterson and Dimitri Olano. Let's hear another pair of tracks featuring first the original quartet and then the expanded lineup. We'll begin with The Diamond from Based on a True Story, and then a medley of two Irish tunes, The Mason's Apron and The Silver Spear. So here we go again with Hawkeye Navi on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
Oh, the diamond is a ship, me boys, for the Davis Strait she's bound. Kay, it is all garnished with bonny lasses round. Cap Thompson gives the orders to sail the ocean wide, where the sun it never sets and darkness dims the sky. But is
cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the diamond, goes a-fishing for the whale.
It'll be bright day and night when Greenland lads come home, a ship all full of oil and money to our names. We'll make cradles for to rock, blankets for to tear, all the bonny lasses sing hush-a-bye, my dear. And it's
cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the diamond, goes fishing for the whale.
Here's a toast to the Resolution, likewise Eliza Swan, a toast to the Battle of Montrose and the diamond ship of fame. We wear the trousers of the white, jackets of the blue. When we get back to Peterhead, we'll make sweethearts anew. And if
cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the diamond, goes fishing for the whale.
Sails are hoisted and the anchor is away, and we'll sail back to Greenland to hunt in the Davis Bay. 3 long years of whaling, boys, 3 long years from home. Strip away that blubber
right down to the bone. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the diamond, goes fishing for the whale.
Well, the diamond is a ship, me boys, for the Davis Strait she's bound. The Kay, it is all garnished with bonny lasses round. Cap Thompson gives the orders to sail the ocean wide, where the sun it never sets in darkness dims the sky. But it's
cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the diamond, goes fishing for the whale. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your hearts never fail, for the bonny ship, the diamond, goes fishing for the whale.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hog Eye Navi there, abetted by John Andrew Bellner on mandolin and banjo, Deb Shebish on fiddle, and Dimitri Olano on flute, whistle, and pipes. From their 2009 album, A Song Will Lift, we heard a medley of The Mason's Apron and The Silver Spear. Before that, we enjoyed the original quartet of Mac and Terry Bellner, Ken Langell, and Gary Farron on The Diamond, from their first record, based on a true story. Let's keep it going now with those same two albums, starting with a shanty from Based on a True Story, a song called John Kanaka. If you feel like singing along with the radio as you hear this selection, don't let me stop you. We'll follow that with another old Irish gem, Lady Anne Montgomery, featuring Deb Shebish on the fiddle, from A Song Will Lift, right now on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
I thought I heard the old man say,
John Kanakanakaturaye.
For tomorrow, but nor today,
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
We're bound around for Frisco Bay.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
We're bound around at the break of day.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
It's weevily bread and salt pork stew.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
We'll turn your stomach and run ya through.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
You can wash it down with the water, I suppose.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
You can drink the stuff if you hold your nose.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
I thought I heard the old man say,
John Kanakanakaturaye.
It's one more pull, lads, then delay.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Toraye, oh, toraye.
John Kanakanakaturaye.
Peter Sheebus.
If you're just joining us, we're paying tribute this evening to Hogeye Navi, the legendary indie folk and Celtic group that's calling it quits after 30 years, and we just had a pair of tracks showing the band's versatility. Hogeye is definitely known for its huge collection of shanties, and we led off that set with one of those, John Kanaka, from Hogeye's recorded debut, based on a true story. Then, from 2009's A Song Will Lift, we heard from the instrumentalists who augmented Hogeye's lineup from time to time. That was Lady Anne Montgomery featuring Deb Sheebish on fiddle and Dimitri Olano on flute. When we went on the air back in 2013, one of our first interviews was with Hogeye co-founder Mac Bellner. Actually, two of our first. I went to Mac's house and enjoyed a cup of tea with her on the porch while we did the interview. I then went back to my studio and discovered the recording was completely unusable due to the level of street and nature noise, so I had to call Mac on the phone and get her to let me interview her all over again, which she was gracious enough to do, even if I had to make my own tea on that occasion. I spoke with her again recently and thankfully got it right the first time, so let's hear my conversation with Mac Bellner of Hogeye Navi on The Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk with you. I'm sorry it is on the occasion of the much-loved Hogeye Navi calling it quits after, what, 30 years?
Well, somewhere around there. You know, it's been a long, long time.
A lot of people come and gone, and yet, through it all, it's been you and Terry all the way through.
Yep, it has, and Gary Farron. He's a mainstay as well.
Well, tell us what's going on that's led to this momentous decision on your part.
Well, times change, and we have my daughter. Our daughter, her husband, is the project manager at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams, Massachusetts. They chased him for several months to get him to come there last year, and so he finally decided to do it. And that meant that our now 5-year-old and 18-month-old grandchildren are there as well. And we were very close to our older grandson for 4 years. And it was difficult to not be that close to him anymore. And also with the second one then, when he was 4 months old, they moved away. And so it's hard to have them gone so far away from us. So we decided, well, once I had been up there and realized that there was nothing in the Midwest, not even to suggest Indianapolis or Indiana, that would bring Brad back here, I just said to Terry, if we want to be close to the lads, we need to move there. To a certain extent, it was an easy decision. We want to be near our grandsons, but in many ways, it is not an easy decision. We're pretty deeply entrenched here, made many strong ties through the many years that we've been active musically here, so it isn't easy to leave. But I view it as the next chapter, and it's time to turn that page. So there it is.
And of course, you still have a run of shows leading up to your departure.
We do. We're still at the Aristocrat on Saturdays through July and the first 3 weeks of August. And then I'll be back. We're moving the last weekend of August, but I'm coming back mid-September because we're doing Irish Fest and we're doing our annual Children's Museum Talk Like a Pirate Day event. And I'll be here through the Feast of the Hunter's Moon. And then also I work for Arts for Learning with my cohort Leslie Selden, who also is a charter member of Hogeye Navi. And we are going to be visiting artists, so a couple of times a year I'll be back, and there may be some Hogeye gigs here, there, and yon. But when we're at Irish Fest, and then the following week we'll be back at the Aristocrat. We're doing concerts at the Remington Chautauqua, which is a really cool place. If people don't know about it, they should look it up online. It is a very old-fashioned Chautauqua venue, and I mean like from the 30s and 40s, the real deal. And we're doing that toward the end of July, and then first week of August we're doing a concert at the Central Library downtown. So there are plenty of opportunities to hear Hogeye now before we leave. So
I'm glad we'll still have a few events to which to look forward, but I wonder if you could also take a moment and look backwards now and maybe share with us a favorite memory or two of Hogeye over these many years.
Well, yeah, we've had some crazy kind of times. Years ago, when the Clipped Music Center, when that was Deer Creek in its original form, they used to do sort of an international festival week. of performances, and we did a performance up there one year. And that was quite something because, well, I won't go into all the details, but it was quite an amazing experience. We happened to be placed right next to, unknown to us, like a high wire act. As we were performing, all of a sudden we heard this motorcycle revving and looked up, and right over where we were situated was a man on a motorcycle on a high wire balancing with a woman on his back with a long pole. Interesting to be trying to sing with that going on. And so naturally we just all cracked up and sat there and laughed till the act ended. But we've had some wild things happen to us. Like, we've had some really special times. You know, we've toured in Ireland twice and Scotland once, and we always take people with us. And the first time we went, we had an incredible experience early in the morning when our bus driver brought us to the airport, when we were essentially saying goodbye to Ireland. And I can't even find the words to describe what a wonderful experience that was, our last few minutes there, sitting on the bus and singing as we were saying goodbye to Ireland. We've met so many great people. We've been able to be involved in lots of efforts over the years. We worked for years with the Catholic Center performing for a big fundraiser for their homeless initiative, and just got to know a lot of great people. And then even every Saturday night, the fact that we had a lot of people coming out fairly frequently. And on the one hand, you think, wow, would I be willing to do this if I were in their situation? But there they were, and they were just wonderful to us. Such a wonderful audience, it seemed like, all the time. So we treasure all the relationships we've developed over the years. It's been great.
Well, along the way, you've also made some very wonderful recordings. And I wonder if you've got one or two favorites that you can identify.
Yeah, I do. We've released 9 CDs, and my favorite one is the one that's called Home Port. That was our 9th CD, and we took the artwork from our very first CD and reversed it for that one, because both of those CDs were with the same 4 band members. It was the only 2 that we had just those 4 band members. But I love that CD because of the selections that are on it. In particular, there's a piece on it that inadvertently was recorded while we were sitting around the restored drawing room of Dunottar Castle in Scotland. On our Scottish tour, we didn't have instruments with us because we were not performing there. We just were tourists there. And when we went into this room, the acoustics were too good to pass up. So we sat there and sang for a while. And someone recorded on an iPhone what we were doing. And John Andrew, our son, was mastering the Homeport CD. And so he took that recording and fiddled with it a little bit and put it on the CD. And so it's the only thing that, I mean, when we tour in other countries, we don't play Scottish or Irish music. We just do our American stuff. But that was a Scottish song that we were singing. It's called Mingle a Boat Song. We were trying to think of everything we could sing unaccompanied, and we do a lot of unaccompanied stuff. But we had been sitting there singing for some while, and it was time to go, and somebody said, oh, do one more. And frankly, I couldn't think of one more American. We were doing all of our American stuff. And I said, well, the other tourists have left. It's okay for us to do a Scottish song in Scotland. So we sang that one. I think it's very presumptuous to tour in Scotland and play Scottish music, or tour in Ireland and play Irish music, because we are definitely not doing their authentic music, you know. So that's why we focus on our American stuff. But it turned out really, really well, the recording. I was really happy with it. And people who have listened to that piece just have commented about what a special selection that is to have on the CD. So Homeport has become my favorite of our CDs. There's a piece on our Poor Old Horse CD that I truly love. And in my mind, in addition to the audio recording, there was a person there who was doing some video recording. And in my mind, I see the video of this and still may find a way to get this video fixed so we can release it. But there's a really, really wonderful version of a song that Terry used to sing, and then John Andrew, our son, was performing with us, and he started singing it, and it's called Sam Hall. It's one of those outlaw ballads. And so it's mainly just John Andrew playing guitar and singing it, and Terry accompanying him on concertina. And it really is just a lovely, lovely selection. It's one of my very favorites that we've done.
So will folks still be able to keep in touch with you?
We're going to keep our Facebook page going and our website. And we are not closing the door entirely on Hoggai Navi. We are going to see what happens, and we want to remain open to any possibilities. So people should not forget us on Facebook or checking our website, and we'll let folks know if anything is coming up that's going to involve us. So just for people to be as open about the possibilities as we will be, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, Mac, thank you so much for being our guest today in the middle of a very busy time. And thank you very much for your friendship and support of the show for the last 4 years.
Sure. We value you and what you do musically for all of the music community highly. So keep up that great work.
My conversation there with Mac Bellner of Hoggai Navi on the group's future plans. As she mentioned, you can still continue to see Hoggai every Saturday at the Aristocrat in Indy for at least the next few weeks, as well as an appearance at Indy Irish Fest in September. Mac mentioned a couple of her personal favorite Hoggai recorded moments, so let's give those a spin right now. First, from the band's ninth and most recent album, Home Port, we'll hear the Mingalay Boat Song, an impromptu recording in a Scottish castle as captured on an iPhone. Then, from 2005's Poor Old Horse, we'll have Sam Hall, featuring John Andrew Bellner on guitar and vocals. Let's give those a listen right now on the Kitchen Party Kaylee. You're listening to the Kitchen Party Kaylee on WICR 88.7 FM, Indy's only homegrown Celtic music radio show.
Sam Hall, chimney sweep, Homie name at the Sam Hall, chimney sweep. Homie name at the Sam Hall, and I rob both great and small, and my neck will pay for all. Oh, when I die, oh, when I die, and my neck will pay for all. Oh, when I die, I've got 20 pounds in store. That's not all, that's not all. I've got 20 pounds in store. That's not all. I've got 20 pounds in store, and now we're up for 20 more. For the rich must help the poor, so must I, so must I. For the rich must help the poor, so must I. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, chimney sweep, chimney sweep. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, chimney sweep. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, and I rob both great and small, and my neck will pay for all. When I die, when I die, and my neck will pay for all. When I die. Oh, they took me to Coutil in a cart, in a cart. Oh, they took me to Coutil in a cart. Oh, they took me to Coutil, and was there I made my will. For the best of friends must part, so must I, so must I. For the best of friends must part, so must I. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, chimney sweep, chimney sweep. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, chimney sweep. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, and I rob both great and small, and my neck will pay for all. When I die, when I die, and my neck will pay for all. When I die, up the ladder right and grow. That's no joke, oh, that's no joke. Up the ladder, right and grow, that's no joke. Up the ladder, right and grow, and the hangman tied his rope, and nay a word I spoke, tumbling down, tumbling down, and nay a word I spoke, tumbling down. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, chimney sweep, chimney sweep. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, chimney sweep. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, and I rob both great and small, and my neck will pay for all. When I die, when I die, and my neck will pay for all. When I die. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, chimney sweep, chimney sweep. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, chimney sweep. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, and I rob both great and small, and my neck will pay for all. Oh, when I die, oh, when I die, oh, my neck will pay for all. Oh, when I die. Oh, me name it is Sam Hall, and I rob both great and small, and my neck will pay for all. When I die, when I die, and my neck will pay for all. When I die. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two tracks there that are personal favorites of Mac Bellner as we continue our Hogeye Navi tribute. That was Sam Hall, the old outlaw song, featuring guitar and vocals from John Andrew Bellner, Mac and Terry's son, from the group's 2005 album, Poor Old Horse. We preceded that with the Mingalay Boat Song, featuring the group's core lineup in an impromptu performance in a Scottish castle that someone had the presence of mind to record on an iPhone. This appears on Hogeye's most recent album, Home Port, much of which was recorded live at the Aristocrat in Indianapolis in the summer of 2009. You can also hear the Kitchen Party Kaylee on Highlander Radio 4 times a week. Tune in to CelticRadio.net and hear the show on Monday, Friday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and for you Night Owls on Thursday at 3 a.m. I want to mention that I've entered into a relationship with Patreon.com, which allows our listeners to support the program on an ongoing basis, something we always appreciate. If you want to learn more, please visit Patreon at patreon.com/KPC. We've time for one more block, and we'll feature, who else, Hogeye Navi. We'll have a pair from my personal favorite Hogeye record, 2005's Poor Old Horse. First, we'll enjoy Oh What a Parish, also known as the Parish of Dunkeld, which morphs into the Kesh Jig. Featured here are Terry Bellner on vocals and concertina, John Andrew Bellner on banjo, Deb Shebish on fiddle, and Dimitri Olano on whistle. And then, because I'm in a celebratory mood, I'm going to violate our no-repeats rule, and we'll hear Gary Farron singing about being a pirate. So here we go once more with Hogeye Navi on the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Oh, what a parish, a terrible parish. Oh, what a parish was that at Dunkeld. They drowned the priests, they hung the sisters. They tore down the steeple, they tumbled the bell. The steeple was down, but the church was still standing, so they gathered together from far and from wide. They distilled what they brought, they brewed Highland whiskey, and on Sundays they drank it and ran it inside. But see how happy they're looking, crammed in the pews, socially joined. MacDonald the piper stood up in the pulpit, he played a sweet reel, the music divine. With whiskey and beer they cursed and they swore, they ranted and roared like old clannish Celts. The Stuarts, the MacDonalds, they started quite early. The drinking was better than the devils themselves. Their Highland spirits had mounted the garret. To game on the green, they all did adjourn. Lassies with skirts kilted, dancing and lilting. For the playing of the golf, they all took a turn. If Ireland and Scotland had liked social meetings, no warning you'd need from a church tinkling bell. For whiskey and friendship would draw you to bed, for better than running from the horrors of hell.
This is Mac Bellner of Hogeye Navi, and you are listening to Kitchen Party Kaylee.
It's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an eye. It stings like the blazes, makes you pull faces. You can't let your mate see you cry. Now a dashing black patch will cover the hatch and make sure the socket stays dry. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an eye. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an ear. It drips down your neck and flips on the deck till someone says, "Oi, what's this here?" And now you can't wear your glasses and you can't pull the lasses and your mates have to shout so you'll hear. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses an ear. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a hand. It spurts and it squirts and it jolly well hurts. Pain only a pirate can stand. Now a nice shiny hook is a fashionable look, but then you can't play in the band. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a hand. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a leg. It hurts like the dickens. Your pace never quickens. Hopping around on a peg. The girls' hearts, they don't quiver when you look like John Silver. Hell, you can't even kneel down and beg. Oh, come on, baby, please. Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a leg. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses his head. Oh, there's no need to floss, and the wife won't be cross over some little something you said. No appointments to keep. You'll get plenty of sleep, but you won't need a pillow in bed. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses his head. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a thing. Though you didn't choose it, you don't want to lose it. And now when you use it, it stings. You can stitch it back on with a needle and thong, but it just doesn't have the same spring. Oh, being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a thing. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate.
pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Oh, it's all part of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. Drink up, me hearty!
Our last set of the evening, showcasing the great Hogeye Navvy as they wind down their 30-year career. That, of course, was Being a Pirate, sung with great gusto by Gary Farron and the rest of the crew. We've obviously played that one before, but I felt it should be included on this special show, and I just couldn't stop myself. Before that, we heard Terry Bellner on Oh What a Parish and the Kesh Jig, featuring the group's expanded lineup. Both these selections appear on the group's 2005 album, Poor Old Horse, which is now, sadly, out of print, so if you manage to find a copy, grab it. I hope you've enjoyed our tribute to Hogeye Navvy this evening, and I'm sure you'll join me in wishing them the best of fortune wherever their travels may take them. Before we ring off, I want to remind you that next week is our fourth anniversary show. For milestone programs like this, I've usually turned the programming over to you, but this time out, I'm going to play you some of my personal favorites, and I'll also be answering some of your questions. Please do join me. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is C-E-I-L-I-D-H, at gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, and at kpc-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll hear, appropriately enough, Hogeye Navvy singing I Bid You Goodnight. Until next time, I'm your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Sunday at 10 p.m. right after the folk sampler. Slán ogat.
Lay down, my dear brothers, lay down and take your rest. Won't you lay your head upon your Savior's breast? I love you, but Jesus loves you the best. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. Oh, I bid you good night, good night, good night. Lay down, my dear sisters, lay down and take your rest. Won't you lay your head upon your Savior's breast? I love you, but Jesus loves you the best. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. Oh, I bid you good night, good night. One of these mornings, early and soon, good night, good night. Walking in the valley of the shadow of death, good night, good night. With Jesus and Moses leading me on, good night, good night. His rod and staff would comfort me, good night, good night. Telling for the ark, that beautiful boat, good night, good night. She built on the land, getting ready to float. Good night, good night. Tell me for the beast at the end of the world. Good night, good night. Heed all the children that wouldn't be good. Good night, good night. I remember right well, I remember right well. Good night,
good night.
When I walked in Jerusalem just like John, good night, good night, good night. Lay down, my dear friends, lay down and take your rest. Won't you lay your head upon your Savior's breast? I love you, but Jesus loves you the best. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. Oh, I bid you good night, good night, good night. Oh, I bid you good night, good night, good night.
You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee on WICR 88.7 FM. We hope that you'll join us again next Sunday at 10 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.